Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Morning and happy Sunday, happy Sunday, and there's the second Sunday in the month of February. How time flies. Just like yesterday, we did Happy New Year, and it is the second Sunday in the month of February. Anyways, we thank God for Alpha Yah Zepters, and we thank God for what he's doing in our lives. So this is Sunday Strings with Kola Day on Radio Africana. How are you today? How are you? I know you say you're fine, but I'm not asking if you're fine. How are you? Deeply, how are you feeling? What's going on? What's going through that air space? As much as we talk about God, we also care about you because God is involved in you. So we need to know how you're feeling. And I trust you're doing great by His grace. And if not, I trust that before you leave the show today, your life will never remain the same. I sound like a pastor. I know I'm not, but yeah. Anyways, on today's show, remember, we start with gratitude. We start with thanking God for how far He has helped us, thanking God for how much He has helped us. And not to start boring you up with my chit-chat, let's go on the short break while we talk. So this song is actually peculiar. So it's Your Grace by Gerald Bisheng. And I hope you enjoy the song as much as I will. And not just about you dancing or probably worshipping, but about listening to the lyrics and let it minister to you the way it's going to do to me as well. Enjoy.
It is all we bank on. It is all we are. It is all we will ever be. If you know that the grace of God is enough, can I see you lift up your hands and say thank you, Jesus, for grace?
You are the strength. You are the anchor of my soul. When I am lost, when I am lost, I'm found in you. You are the center of my joy. I find my peace and open yours. Cause your grace is enough for every mountain, every battle.
My God,
your grace is enough, for every weather. I have hope in you. You are the breath that I live through. My own word and strength, I am. You are the rock that I stand on, oh my God. In every flaw that I rest in you. Cause your grace is enough, for every mountain, and every battle,
my God.
Your grace, is enough for every
weather.
I have hope in you. Say, you are the comfort of my soul. For every pain, I rest in you. Healer of my life. Though the report, I'll trust your word.
Lift your hands, everybody. Say, say.
'Cause your grace is enough for every mountain and every battle. Your grace is enough for every weather. I have opened your grace is enough for every mountain, every battle. Your grace is enough. Yeah, my God, I am open to you. Everybody lift your hands and worship it. Lift your hands and worship it. Your grace is enough for us. Jesus, you are enough for us. Jesus, you're enough for us. Jesus, you're enough for us now. Jesus, you're enough. Are you ready? Everybody, yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Yes, yes, Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. Anchor of my strength, healer of my joy, center of my joy. Jesus, you're enough. Healer of my soul, by the way. Healer of my soul. And looking deeply into our lives, like, is just enough? Is it in our day-to-day activities? Is it in our lectures? Is it at work? Wherever we find ourselves, is enough. Is always showing up. Is always, when we don't deserve it, when we don't merit it, is showing up. And because of that, we are grateful. We are grateful, and we are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you for how far you've helped us. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're still going to do. Even when it doesn't make sense, we're still saying thank you. Thank you so, so much. We are grateful. And I remember at the cost of the week, I was expecting a result, and I was like, you know what, actually I don't think I'm going to do well, because I was panicking. I was, whatever it is it anxiety, is it anxiousness, nervous, everything, name it, that was why I'm doing the cost of the week. And the question came to my mind, what if you fail? What are you going to do? Will you still find God? What if you pass? Obviously, you're saying thank you, Jesus. And yes, I did pass, even I wasn't expecting. And trust me, I was over the moon. I was like, it can only be God, because I know I did. And the result I got was, it like, trust me, I did nothing, but God took control and His name was glorified. And I was like, thank you, Jesus, for not putting me to shame. But at the same time, as you may have failed, will I be saying the same story? And that's why it says that in good times, in bad times, we need to thank God, because there is reason for everything. Sometimes we might not know the reason, and that's valid. Sometimes we might be scared, that's valid. Sometimes we might be anxious, that's valid as well. But what happens after either the failure? What happens after the anxiety? What happens after not getting what we expected? And these are the questions we need to ask ourselves. But regardless, still we're saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the result. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the success. Thank you for how far you've helped us. Even in our pains, we are saying thank you. Even in our sorrows, we are saying thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. So we'll be moving to our next song, which is Still Love Gratitude. And I actually love the song. It's one of my favorites. And it is You Covered Me by Dr. Harry Vinon, featuring The Word Church, praise Him. And also there is Timothy Reddick-Lead, and I'm sorry if I didn't pronounce it well. So yeah, but this is You Covered Me, and I hope you enjoy the song, listen to the lyrics, and let it bless you as well. Enjoy!
I don't want to sing the latest song, I don't want to percolate the crowd, I just want to make you smile. I don't care who thinks I'm right or wrong, I don't care who tries to calm me down, I just want to praise you now. You covered me in the midst of it all. You loved me, you gave me another chance, you saw my needs when others saw my faults. You forgave me. Listen for my name. They don't have to walk me down the aisle. I just wanna make you proud. Should I make the Hall of Fame, or they save a special seat? I just hope that you'll be pleased. You covered me in the midst of it all. You loved me, gave me another chance, you rescued me. I was gonna fall. You saved me. So in my life, glorify, be glorified. Yeah, yeah. In my life, yeah. Be glorified. Oh. Be glorified. You get the glory, you get the praise, you take the honor. I just wanna say,
praise.
You get the glory,
you get the glory,
you get the praise,
you get the praise.
Take all of the honor,
you take the honor.
I just wanna say,
praise.
You get the glory,
you get the glory.
I want you to get the praise,
you get the praise.
You take the honor,
you take the
just wanna say, you get the glory. Father, you get the praise. You take the honor. I just wanna say,
get the praise and take all of the honor. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You get the praise, you get the honor. Thank you for saving me. Who am I that you're mindful of? And I'm grateful for that. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being mindful of me. Yeah. We are grateful, we are grateful, we are grateful. And thinking about this, thinking about our life, how far has helped us, what we've went through, what we're going through, what we might still go through. And it's like, you know what, my son, my daughter, I got your back. Nothing to worry about, nothing to stress about. And like, there is nothing to worry about, because what? You've got him at every point in time. He's so intentional. Like, he's intentional about our case. He's intentional about our life. He's intentional about our well-being. He's intentional about our mental health as well. He's intentional about our health. He's intentional about every single thing. All he just wants is to have that conversation with him at every point in time. Just speak to him, tell him how you feel, tell him what exactly is going on, tell him how your day has been. Like, about myself, I actually had to tell him that, see, if there is a coma and I pass, because I don't think I will, like, I'm going to thank you. And this is me saying thank you, Jesus, because who am I that you're mindful of? Who am I that you choose to give that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? Yes, you said your word that we have more understanding than my teacher, but I've not been following the word, but it's to choose to show me mercy. And yeah, I am saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And because of that, I'll be listening to this song by Travis Green called Intentional. Intentional. And be blessed.
Intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, he's intentional, never failing. All things are working
for my good.
Cause he's intentional.
He's intentional.
Hey, and he's never failing. All things are working for my good.
He's
intentional.
He is intentional. He's intentional about your case. He's intentional about what is it you're going through. He's intentional. And because of that, we're saying thank you, Jesus. Going into this week, I want us to make this week a week full of gratitude, a week full of God's blessing, a week full of reassurance, and reminding ourselves of God's covenant, of God's promises for our lives, what he has said is going to do. He said his promises are yea and amen. And also he said he honors his word more than his name. Pick a verse in the Bible that talks about what you're looking for and speak it into existence, and not just speaking, walking towards it as well. As you're speaking, you're also working, and trust me, he's going to work out, because he is intentional about you. He's going to do his part, but the question is, are you going to do your part? When you need to read, are you going to read? When you need to work, are you going to work? Whatever it is you need to do, please do them. And as you're doing them, trust him in the process, carry him along in the process. Don't start the journey before you ask him before you start the journey, because when there is storm, when there is trouble, you could always go back to the person that sent you, and by saying that, wait, you asked me to go on this journey, so why am I going through this? And he's going to explain, like, trust me, he's going to tell you what you need to do. And yeah, though it's probably like expect him to speak to you through this is my son. No, probably I expect him to speak to you probably through someone. No, it might be through your dreams. It might actually be through the scripture that is saying that do not fret, for I'm with you. Do not dismay, for is your God. It will help you. It will strengthen you with the right hand of his righteousness. That might be the word for you today. And trust me, just key into that word and keep going, because he got your back and is willing to help you at every point in time, when there is storm, when there is trouble, and whatever it is, just believe in him and he's right there all the way. And that leads us to our next song called I Believe by Jonathan Nelson, and I hope you enjoy the song and also dance as well. Enjoy.
Get your feet heavy, let's go, come on. Run down here to the front real quick. I gotta
Alpha, we're dancing, Alpha, we're shaking our legs, shaking our body, and saying that no longer bound, because I've been set free. Now I say bye-bye to whatever it is. I say bye-bye to the pain. I say bye-bye to the ugly times. I say bye-bye to, just name them, whatever it is that is not of God in your life, wish them bye-bye. As we, in the month of February, the month of love, wish them bye-bye. And I remember last week, one of the things our pastor talks about was putting God first. And he said something that was so shocking, and I was like, that's me. He said, most of the time when we wake up, instead of acknowledging that person that actually woke us up, we tend to just go to our phone straight up and start pressing our phones. And I was like, actually, I'm guilty of that. But yeah, and this is me also like reaching out to people. As much as we would love to go to our phone straight immediately we wake up to check if we miss any notification, any update, whatever it is, why not just thank the person that gave you that life? Why not just say thank you to him, the person that said, yeah, it just to wake you up? Because if it doesn't, no one can do anything about it. But he said, you know what, this is my son, this is my daughter, and because of that, I will wake you up. You don't deserve it. But yeah, he still chose to wake us up, wakes us up, and because of that, let's take our time every morning to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for the good thing and the beautiful things you'll be doing for me this morning. Let that be our anthem every morning. And trust me, it goes a long way. It goes a long way because, it goes a long way. And also, let me keep that story, but yeah, it goes a long way. And this is me like telling you, for this week, let's try. I know that it might not come to our subconscious that when we wake up, because we've been used to going to our phone, but immediately you remember, just drop that phone and just like, God, thank you. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for deciding to show me mercy today. And I'm grateful, because if you choose not to wake me up, there is nothing anyone can do about it. But because you chose, you decide in your infinite mercy. He even said in his word that we have mercy on who is going to have mercy. So it's a matter of choice, but he chose to have mercy on you. And because of that, you thought phone should be number one priority, bro. Get down, Lord. So yeah, let God be the number one person. Let God be that person that will take that number one. Even said, put me first, put first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and not put all other things and the kingdom of God come second. No, he said, put me first and all other things, just name it, whatever it is, we'll be yours. But there's a condition attached, and that's you starting with waking up every morning, instead of pressing your phone, acknowledging God and saying, thank you, my maker. Thank you, my holy Lord. Thank you, my lover. Thank you, my everything. Thank you for choosing to wake me up. And thank you for showing up. Yeah. And we're grateful. Sorry for this silent. That was just me reflecting. And yeah, this is me also saying thank you. Thank you. Thank you for time. And I'm sorry for times I've never acknowledged you. Or there are times that probably I've done something and unconsciously I've just said, because I did it without regarding God, because he gave me that wisdom, he gave me that knowledge, he gave me that understanding. And same also applies to you. Whatever it is you've achieved today, there is someone behind it, and that's God. Yeah, he gave you the wisdom, he gave you the knowledge, he gave you the understanding, he gave you what you're meant to say part time, part season, what you're meant to say that gets you that promotion, what you're meant to say that get you to that place you ought to be, that place you are, that place you still want to be. He will get you there, but you need to acknowledge him. You need to let him know that, yeah, you see what he's doing in your life, and you're not taking that for granted, and you are grateful. So we'll be moving on to our next song, Jesus Lamb of God by Phil Thompson and Victor Thompson. And I hope you're blessed as you listen. Enjoy.
Woo! Come on, lift those hands.
Belongs to you. belongs to you. I have searched the world and found there is no one like you, God. You are Jesus. There is no other name like Jesus, Lamb of God. Ooh.
Jesus. Come on, heaven and earth. Heaven and earth proclaim your Jesus. Somebody raise it. Say, all of my worship belongs.
All of my worship belongs to you.
See, I have searched the world and
I have searched the world and found.
There's nobody.
There is no one like you, God.
Heaven and earth
proclaim
That's his name. That is his name. Yes, Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lamb of God, the sovereign servant. He is the blood of Jesus, the resurrection and life. Yahweh revealed in Jesus. We overcome by Jesus. He is the head of the church, Lord of heaven and earth. There is no other name like Jesus, because he is Jesus. Jesus. There is no other name. He says, at the mention of his name, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. That Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is the Lamb. He overcome. He overcome. That reminds me of the song, I Overcame. Hallelujah. And the reason why I overcame is because of him. It's because of him. He has won the victory on the cross, and because of that, death has no victory over us anymore. Sin has no victory over us anymore. Whatever it is, illness, sickness, name them, they have no victory over us anymore, because we've got Jesus. We've got Jesus, the Lamb of God. And he also said, by his stripes we are healed. Even when the devil tries us, we know there's an healing balm. There's an healing balm that's readily available at any point in time. All we need to do is just ask for the blood, ask for the healing, and he's ready to give it to us. He's willing to give it to us. So yeah, I so much love that song. That's one of my songs as well. Like, not my song, but I love the song. Sorry. Yeah, that's one of the jam I love to listen to. Yeah, because Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lamb of God. Yeah, I hope you're reflecting as well. I have showed up in so many ways. I feel like actually I'm repeating, like, it's showing up so many ways. But yeah, I'll keep saying it until it registers that, yeah, he's the only one that deserves it, that deserves our praise, that deserves our worship, that deserves our everything. Oh my God, time is fast spent. But yeah, we still have a few more songs to play before we go. So yeah, and this is me saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And this is Sunday Strings with Caller Day. We meet every Sunday on Radio Africana. You could choose to download the app on your phone, Google Store on your iPhone. Yeah, and download Radio Africana to listen every Sunday morning, because that's was the best way to start a week, listening to this voice of mine, Lord. Anyways, yeah, thank you, Jesus, for everything. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. And moving forward, I want us to reflect on our journey, in life, everything we've been through, what we are going through, and what we still go through, by this song called The Story I Will Tell. The Story I Will Tell by Naomi Rain, the one and only. And as we're listening, let's just reflect on it. Let's reflect on the lyrics. Let's listen to it and let it bless us. And this is The Story I Will Tell by Naomi Rain. Enjoy.
The hour is dark and it's hard to see what you are doing here in the ruins, where this will lead. Oh, but I know that down through the years, I'll look back on this moment and see your hand on it and know you were here. The water. sing the song of the seas that we crossed.
The water you parted, the wave that I have walked. And yeah, we will testify God did not fail. God did not fail. That's our story. That's our story to tell. He did not fail, and that's our testimony. Like, imagine what we've been through, and here we are saying that, thank you, Jesus, because you did not fail. You always show up. You got us, man, and we are grateful. We are grateful. So yeah, thank you, Jesus. Let that be our consciousness this week as we go into, as we start our day on Mondays, as we're reflecting today and we start our day fully on Monday. Let it be whatever comes our way. He has done it in time past, so why won't he do it again? Because that's my story and that's my testimony, and I'm here to say, you know what? It got my back. Because of that, I have that confidence in him that I will go through it and I will succeed, because I have overcome even way before I was born. Like, imagine that, someone knowing that you're going to come to this world and choose to, like, know what, let me die for a sin, because I know it's going to be a sinner, and I'm talking about myself, by the way, that I know it's going to be a sinner, and yeah, I am already an overcomer even before birth, and now I know Jesus. That sorts it all out. That sums it up. That settles everything. That I've got Jesus, I've got everything, and our time is fast spent. So this is Sunday String once again with Kolade on Radio Africana. I hope you're blessed. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope we've reflected enough, and obviously probably not enough, but I hope we've come into that redirection. If you're like asking God, God when, God why, and all of that, all of the WH question, and this is me telling you that he has been showing up in time past, so why won't he show up now? Trust me, he will. And leaving on a good note and saying our week is blessed already. Our week is full of surprises, and not a bad one, a good surprises. Surprises of favor, of mercy, and of grace. We find favor before God and before man. We are better. We are 10 times better, just like Daniel in the Bible. We are 10 times better than our colleagues. We are 10 times better than whoever it is. Yeah. And the reason is because it's very simple, because we've known Christ and he died for us, and because of that we bask in his presence. So yeah, this is me leaving you with the song Unending Joy by Moses Bliss featuring Greatman Take. Unending Joy. I hope you enjoy the song, and I hope you dance as well into the new week, telling yourself that yeah, no room for depression, no room for anxiety, no room for whatever it is. Why? Because you've got unending joy. So stand to your feet. That's if you're at home. If you're driving, please don't. But yeah, if you're driving, you can still shake your head a little bit and say, yeah, this is my week of unending joy. And this is me signing out and saying bye. Enjoy.